Welcome to this deep dive, and today we're looking into sustainable luxury hospitality. You're interested in seeing how hotels are evolving to meet the demands of a more eco-conscious world. And luckily, we've got a stack of sources here.
We do.
Blog posts, studies, even some of your personal notes
Oh, yeah.
to help us uncover how sustainability is reshaping the very meaning of luxury. Get ready for a surprising insight. Fancy amenities aren't the only measure of luxury anymore.
No, they're not.
Responsibility plays a big part, too.
That's right. We're seeing a shift where sustainability is not just a trend, but an expectation, especially for younger generations like Gen Z. They're not just concerned about the environment, they're holding hotels accountable for their social impact as well.
It's interesting because one of your notes mentioned a study about Gen Z travelers and their willingness to pay a premium for sustainable options. Is that really translating into real-world booking choices, though?
That's the million-dollar question. While their social media pronouncements are loud and clear, the data is still emerging. Some studies show a willingness to spend more, but it often depends on the type of sustainable practice and the overall value proposition. It seems like Gen Z is looking for a genuine commitment, not just a superficial greenwashing effort.
Okay, so authenticity is key.
Yeah.
And speaking of commitments, one of the sources we have, Let Luxury's blog, lays out what they call the five pillars of sustainable hospitality. It feels like a pretty comprehensive approach.
It really does. Think of it as a 360-degree view of how a hotel can integrate sustainable practices into every aspect of its operation.
All right, let's break it down. What are these five pillars?
First, you've got the classic eco-friendly practices. This is about minimizing the hotel's environmental footprint through things like using biodegradable products, eliminating single-use plastics, and implementing robust recycling programs. It's the foundation of any sustainability program.
That makes sense.
What's next?
Renewable energy solutions. We're talking solar panels, energy-efficient lighting, and smart systems to minimize energy consumption. Some hotels are even going off-grid completely. So it's not just about small tweaks. It can be a pretty radical shift in how a hotel is powered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then we have local community engagement.
Okay.
This pillar focuses on the social impact of a hotel. It's about supporting local producers and suppliers, creating job opportunities within the community, and preserving cultural heritage.
So it's about being a good neighbor and contributing to the well-being of the local area.
Exactly. And it's not just about charity, it's about creating a mutually beneficial relationship between the hotel and the community.
Okay, what are the last two pillars?
We have sustainable design and decor. This is where things get really interesting. We're talking about using recycled and responsibly sourced materials in construction and design. Think reclaimed wood upcycled furniture and even buildings made from recycled shipping containers.
I've actually seen some stunning examples of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like turning trash into treasure. But isn't that incredibly expensive?
It can be, but it's becoming more accessible as the demand for sustainable materials grows. And you have to factor in the long-term cost savings from things like energy efficiency and reduced waste. Plus, there's a growing market of travelers who are willing to pay a premium for these unique and eco-conscious experiences.
So it's an investment that can pay off in multiple ways. What's the final pillar?
Sustainable gastronomy. This is all about creating dining experiences that are both luxurious and responsible. Think locally sourced seasonal ingredients, plant-based menu options, and a focus on minimizing food waste.
Food waste is a huge issue, so it's great to see hotels taking a leadership role in tackling that.
Absolutely. And it's not just about reducing their environmental impact. It's also about creating a more authentic and connected dining experience for guests. Imagine enjoying a meal where every ingredient has a story, where you can taste the freshness and the connection to the local terroir.
That sounds incredible. So these five pillars really paint a picture of a hotel that's thinking holistically about sustainability. It's not just about ticking boxes, it's about weaving responsible practices into the very fabric of the guest experience.
Precisely. And it's a journey that more and more hotels are embarking on. They're realizing that sustainability is not just the right thing to do, it's also a smart business strategy.
That makes sense. But I'm also wondering about the challenges. Is it really possible for a luxury hotel to fully embrace sustainability without compromising on the level of service and amenities that guests expect?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll explore in more detail later in this deep dive.
Perfect. I'm eager to dig into that. But first, I want to hear more about how these sustainable practices are actually playing out in the real world. What are some of the most impressive examples you've come across?
But one that comes to mind is a luxury resort in the Maldives that's gone completely off-grid. They're powered entirely by solar energy and even have their own desalination plant to create fresh water.
Wow, that's ambitious. How are they handling things like waste management in such a remote location?
They've implemented a zero-waste program, composting food scraps, and recycling everything they can. They even have a partnership with a local organization to upcycle plastic waste into building materials.
That's incredible. They're really walking the walk.
They are. And they're not alone. We're seeing hotels around the world getting creative and pushing the boundaries of what's possible when it comes to sustainability.
This is really inspiring. It sounds like the future of luxury hospitality is deeply intertwined with sustainability.
I think you're right. And what's exciting is that it's not just about the hotels themselves. It's about empowering guests to be part of the solution.
So what can travelers do to support these efforts and make their own trips more sustainable?
Well, that's something we'll delve into later.
Yeah.
But for now, I think it's important to remember that every choice we make as travelers has an impact.
Right.
And by being informed and making conscious decisions, we can all contribute to a more sustainable future for the hospitality industry and the planet.
I love that perspective.
Okay.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork. We've explored the five pillars of sustainable hospitality and seen some examples of how hotels are putting these ideas into action. But I'm curious to hear more about the specifics. What are some of the most innovative and impactful things hotels are doing within each of these pillars?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll dive into next. Let's zoom in on some specific examples from our sources that bring these pillars to life. What really stood out to you?
One thing that caught my eye was the emphasis on hotels acting as catalysts for positive change in their communities.
Oh, yeah.
LeLecture's blog had a great point about the ripple effect of supporting local producers. It's not just about sourcing ingredients, is it?
It's so much more than that.
Right.
When hotels prioritize local sourcing, they're investing in the community's economic well-being. This leads to job creation, preserves traditional skills and crafts, and can even revitalize entire areas.
It's like they're weaving themselves into the fabric of the community rather than existing in isolation.
Exactly. It's a move towards a more sustainable and equitable tourism model. One where everyone benefits.
Now, you mentioned earlier that Gen Z is really holding hotels accountable. One of my notes referenced a study that showed Gen Z travelers are more likely to share negative reviews if a hotel's sustainability claims don't match reality.
They're definitely a generation that values transparency and authenticity. They've grown up with social media and are quick to call out any inconsistencies.
So it's not enough for hotels to just talk the talk. They have to walk the walk as well.
Absolutely. And this scrutiny is actually driving positive change. Hotels are realizing they can't just pay lip service to sustainability anymore. They need to make genuine efforts to reduce their environmental impact and demonstrate a real commitment to social responsibility.
It's almost like they have a whole new generation of sustainability auditors.
You could say that, and that's a good thing. It's raising the bar for the entire industry.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's always fascinated me. Sustainable gastronomy. I love the idea of hotels creating dining experiences that are both luxurious and responsible.
Me too. This is where creativity really shines. Mm-hmm. Hotels are going beyond simply sourcing local ingredients. We're seeing rooftop gardens, partnerships with urban farms, and even innovative composting systems that create fertilizer for their gardens.
It's like they're closing the loop, creating a self-sustaining ecosystem within the hotel.
Precisely. And it's not just about minimizing their environmental impact. It's also about offering guests a more authentic and connected dining experience. Imagine dining at a hotel in California's wine country where the menu features produce grown on-site and paired with wines from nearby vineyards.
I can almost taste the freshness and the connection to the land.
Exactly. It's about telling a story through the food, a story that reflects the hotel's commitment to sustainability and the unique flavors of the region.
Now, we've talked a lot about the feel-good aspects of sustainability, but I'm also curious about the business side of things. Do we have any data from our sources about the impact of these efforts on a hotel's bottom line?
There's actually a lot of research that demonstrates the positive financial impact of sustainability. Mm. Your notes highlighted a study that showed hotels with robust sustainability programs tend to have higher occupancy rates and can command a premium for their rooms.
So they're attracting more guests and generating more revenue.
That's right. And it makes perfect sense when you consider that travelers are increasingly seeking out experiences that align with their values. They're willing to pay more for a hotel that is demonstrably committed to environmental and social responsibility.
It seems like sustainability is shifting from a niche concern to a core business strategy.
Absolutely. And hotels that fail to adapt risk being left behind.
So it's not just about doing the right thing. It's also about doing the smart thing for business.
Exactly. And I think that's an important message to highlight. Sustainability is not just a moral imperative. It's a smart business decision.
Okay, so we've explored the benefits. But let's be realistic. There must be challenges in implementing these changes. What are some of the hurdles hotels face when trying to become more sustainable?
One of the biggest challenges is getting everyone on board. It requires a shift in mindset, not just from management, but from the staff at every level.
So it's about creating a culture of sustainability throughout the entire organization.
Precisely. And that can take time, effort, and a lot of clear communication. It often involves training programs, new procedures, and even incentives to encourage staff buy-in.
And let's face it, change can be difficult.
It can be. But I think it's crucial to emphasize that sustainability is not about sacrificing comfort or convenience. In fact, many sustainable practices can actually enhance the guest experience.
Give me an example.
Think about something as simple as replacing individual plastic toiletry bottles with refillable dispensers. It's not only better for the environment, it can also create a more luxurious and spa-like experience for guests.
So it's about reframing sustainability as something that adds value, not detracts from it.
Exactly. Hmm. Once hotels can get their staff on board with that idea, the transition becomes much smoother.
Staff buy-in is definitely key. What are some other challenges hotels might encounter?
Costs can be a significant hurdle. Implementing some sustainable practices requires upfront investments. Think solar panels, energy-efficient appliances, or sourcing locally produced goods. For hotels with limited budgets, this can be a major barrier.
That's understandable. Are there ways to overcome that financial obstacle?
Absolutely. Many sustainable investments offer long-term cost savings. Reduced energy and water consumption, waste reduction, and increased efficiency all contribute to a healthier bottom line.
So it's about taking a long-term view, understanding that the initial investment will ultimately pay off.
Exactly. And don't forget about government incentives and tax breaks. Many regions offer financial support to businesses that implement sustainable practices.
So it's not just about doing the right thing. It can also be financially advantageous.
That's right. Sustainability is becoming increasingly synonymous with smart business.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the internal challenges. What about external factors? Are there any obstacles that are outside of a hotel's control that might hinder their sustainability efforts?
That's an important point. The availability of sustainable infrastructure is a major factor. A hotel might want to switch to renewable energy, but if the local power grid isn't equipped to handle it, that presents a significant obstacle.
So a hotel's sustainability efforts can be limited by the infrastructure of the surrounding community.
Exactly. And in some areas, that infrastructure might not be as developed as it needs to be. This might require collaboration with local governments and utility companies to create the necessary systems for supporting sustainable practices.
It seems like it takes a village, so to speak.
It really does. Sustainability is a collective effort. It requires cooperation and communication at every level, from individual hotels to local communities to national governments.
So we've discussed the challenges. Let's shift gears and talk about solutions. What are some innovative ways hotels are overcoming these obstacles and creating truly sustainable experiences?
One area where we're seeing a lot of ingenuity is in the use of technology. Hotels are leveraging smart systems to reduce their environmental footprint in really clever ways.
I'm all ears. Tell me more.
Well, for instance, some hotels are using smart thermostats that adjust the temperature in guest rooms based on occupancy. This prevents energy waste from heating or cooling empty rooms.
That's a simple yet effective solution. What else are they doing?
Some hotels are using sensors that detect when a guest leaves the room and automatically turn off lights and appliances.
It's like the room becomes a participant in the sustainability effort.
Exactly. And many hotels are embracing technology to manage their water usage more efficiently. We're seeing low-flow showerheads and faucet systems that use gray water for irrigation, and even hotels that collect rainwater for landscaping.
It's amazing how technology can seamlessly integrate sustainability without sacrificing guest comfort.
Absolutely. And it's not just about back-end operations. Hotels are also using technology to engage guests in their sustainability efforts. Many hotels offer mobile apps that allow guests to control the temperature, lighting, and other room features from their smartphones. This gives guests more control over their energy consumption and empowers them to make more sustainable choices during their stay.
So it's about making sustainability fun and accessible for guests.
Exactly. And some hotels are even using gamification techniques to encourage guest participation.
Gamification? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's about incorporating game-like elements to motivate people. For example, A hotel might offer points or rewards to guests who recycle properly, reuse their towels, or choose to walk or bike instead of driving.
That's a clever way to incentivize sustainable behavior. Does it actually work?
It can be surprisingly effective. Studies have shown that gamification can increase participation in sustainability programs by a significant margin.
That's impressive. It's not just about telling guests to be sustainable, it's about making it an enjoyable and rewarding experience.
Precisely. Ultimately, we want to create a culture where sustainability is seen as something positive and desirable, not a chore or a sacrifice.
And that's a message that can resonate with everyone.
Absolutely. It's about creating a sense of shared responsibility for the planet and empowering everyone to play a role in building a more sustainable future.
Okay, we've explored some incredible examples of how hotels are innovating in the realm of sustainability. But what about the guest experience? Are travelers really embracing these changes, or do they see them as a compromise?
That's a great question, and it's one we should definitely explore further.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, exploring how sustainability is reshaping the luxury hospitality industry. But before we wrap things up, I want to bring it back to you, the listener. You're clearly interested in understanding how these changes are impacting the guest experience.
It's a great point. After all, sustainability shouldn't come at the expense of enjoyment. What's fascinating here is that many of these sustainable practices actually enhance the travel experience.
So it's not a compromise, it's an enhancement.
Exactly. Think about it. Staying in a hotel that sources its food locally means you get to enjoy fresh, seasonal dishes that reflect the region's unique culinary traditions. Isn't that a more authentic and memorable experience than a generic menu you could find anywhere in the world?
Definitely. And I've stayed in hotels that use refillable dispensers for toiletries instead of those tiny plastic bottles. It not only felt more luxurious, but also gave me a sense of satisfaction knowing I wasn't contributing to plastic waste.
That's a perfect example of how sustainability can align with the desire for a high-quality experience.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the impact on the local community. When hotels prioritize hiring locally and supporting local businesses, it creates a ripple effect that benefits everyone.
So you're saying that by choosing a sustainable hotel, we're not just making an eco-conscious choice, we're also contributing to the well-being of the community we're visiting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can add a whole other layer of meaning to your trip. It's about experiencing a place in a more authentic and responsible way, knowing that your tourist dollars are making a positive impact.
That's a powerful idea. It's about shifting our mindset from simply consuming a destination to contributing to its well-being.
Precisely. And this is where the power of consumer choice comes in. As travelers, we have a voice. We can vote with our dollars and support the hotels that are leading the way in sustainability.
So how can we be more mindful of our impact and make choices that support sustainable hotels? What are some practical tips for the listener?
First and foremost, do your research. Look for hotels that are transparent about their sustainability practices and have certifications from reputable organizations. Don't be afraid to ask questions and reach out to hotels directly to learn more about their initiatives.
So don't be shy about asking how they're walking the walk.
Exactly. Yeah. Then once you've chosen a hotel, be mindful of your consumption during your stay. Reuse your towels and linens, opt out of housekeeping services if you don't need them, and recycle properly.
Simple things that can make a real difference.
Absolutely. And try to patronize the hotel's on-site restaurants and bars, especially if they're sourcing their ingredients locally and minimizing food waste.
So vote with your dollars and support the businesses within the hotel that are making sustainable choices.
Exactly. And finally, be an advocate for sustainability. Share your positive experiences with others. Leave reviews online and encourage your friends and family to choose sustainable travel options.
Spread the word. The more we talk about sustainability and support businesses that are doing the right thing, the faster this movement will grow.
It's about creating a ripple effect that extends beyond our individual travels.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of being informed consumers and making conscious choices during our travels. But what about the bigger picture? What does the future hold for sustainability in the luxury hospitality industry?
I'm optimistic about the future.
Yeah.
I think we're at a tipping point where sustainability is no longer seen as a niche concern, but a core value that's shaping the entire industry.
So it's not just a trend, it's a fundamental shift.
Exactly. And as technology continues to evolve, we can expect even more innovative and impactful solutions to emerge. We're already seeing things like AI-powered energy management systems and bio-based building materials that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That's exciting. It sounds like the future of luxury hospitality is deeply intertwined with sustainability.
It is. And I believe that as travelers become more aware of the impact of their choices, the demand for sustainable options will only continue to grow. This will push the industry to further innovate and create truly exceptional experiences that are both luxurious and responsible.
It's a win-win for everyone, the hotels, the guests, and the planet.
Exactly. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd like to leave you with this thought. Your next travel experience could be an opportunity to not just explore the world, but also to contribute to its well-being. By choosing consciously and supporting businesses that share your values, you can be a part of creating a more sustainable future for the hospitality industry and the planet we all share.
That's a beautiful and inspiring note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of sustainable luxury hospitality.